Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Welcome back to another hour of K-Rock. 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Coming up in about an hour, I'll get you on that standby boarding list. Just announced, Fall Out Boy, the international city you'll be going to is Toronto, Canada. Our neighbors up north, you will be there, and we can make that happen for you starting at 9 o'clock this morning, and then you get that all week long before we get to another destination, another city, another band, and requests already coming in. People giving us lots of destinations they'd like to go to. I'm not sure if it works like that. I think the bands help pick it, but regardless, keep listening. Chance to win. Coming up on K-Rock.
We were talking about getting rid of anesthesia in the name of the environment, and 714 texted in and said, as a redhead who requires more anesthesia, who has had almost 20 surgeries, that is a hell no for me. I've never heard that redheads need more anesthesia.
Yeah, because they don't have a soul, so they have more space to.
Yeah.
That's part of it, I think.
I can give you more.
We can fit more
fill
anesthesia.
Fill this void of emptiness inside of
how
you.
How is that person at 20 surgeries? Are they trying to remove the red hair? What is going on?
I still have freckles. God!
Another one. Call in. I mean, don't be a stranger. We're here for the interaction, live, locally interactive. 800-520-1067 to join the show. It's officially that time of the year. If you haven't seen them yet, you will. The Girl Scouts are everywhere selling the cookies. Price of a box is up to $6 now. They used to have a tier system, like a top shelf cookie and a mid tier and a low end. I mean, I can't believe they're not giving those trefoils away. Those things should be just like, ugh, Here's a free box with purchase. But everything's $6 across the board. And we were going to force each other to buy a certain amount of boxes from listeners, but not. So if you've got kids that are trying to peddle the cookies, we know it really, a lot of times it's the parents that have to do the selling.
Oh, yeah, kids, nieces. I mean, everyone kind of gets involved, right, to make their Girl Scout in the family the standout Girl Scout.
Yeah, and I feel like that's oftentimes one of those gigs that just unfortunately. And I think the kids think it's fun to knock on the door and be like, would you like to buy some cookies, mister?
But there's a lot of pressure attached to it now.
But I think the parents are the ones. I mean, I remember at an early age, like my dad, I mean, my sister was a Girl Scout for maybe like 1 year. And my dad was like, I'm not selling your damn cookies at my office. Because like, yeah, because everyone, I think he knew the people that would kind of do that. And they get real aggressive. It's almost like, calm down, pal. Like, we get it. Everyone wants the best for their kids, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, you have to, like, avoid certain friends for a few months because you don't want to get shaken down for cookies.
No, it's true. I remember when I was only in the Brownies. I didn't graduate to Girl Scouts because I left. There were some problems. But anyway, I couldn't.
What? There were some problems?
I was trying to sell Girl Scout cookies, and I sucked at it. But they make it really shamey because they have a whole catalog of all the stuff and all the cool prizes and all the cool patches that you can buy the more cookies you sell.
Oh.
So they'll be like, if you can sell this many dollars worth of cookies, you get this sash or you get this thing. Right. And so everybody, then they would like have a leaderboard showing like which Girl Scouts are selling the most. And then you feel like crap because you feel like I'm a loser with no friends and I can't get anybody to buy my cookies.
If you're a parent and you're required to help sell cookies for your kids, we'll hear your pitch. You'll get a little bit of time to steal our money. We'll do that next. 800-520-1067. That's coming up on K-Rock. K-Rock, what are the odds? Full phones here. Everyone wants us to buy their cookies. Mugs, yes, you heard the word cookie and you ran in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Give me those Thin Mints. Give me those Tagalongs. Give me whatever else the Girl Scouts have. Yeah,
how much? What's your average spend on a year?
For my buddy Jason's daughter, I'll do about...
You only go through him? You're brand loyal to that guy's daughter?
I gotta be, man.
You won't buy him outside of like a grocery store?
No, I'll go... If I'm outside a grocery store and my stock is low... I'll get it, but...
Stock is low. I'm sorry, are you talking about the stock market, sir? No, I'm talking about cookies. Oh, okay,
so you would be convinced if you heard from somebody today?
If a parent were able to give you a proper sales pitch, you would buy the cookies from their daughter?
They'd have to undercut my buddy, I think.
There's no negotiation, dude. It's $6 a box. They don't deal. They don't wheel and deal.
How many Girl Scouts do you owe money to right now?
If you're a Girl Scout and Beer Mugs owes you money, call us now.
Beer Mug bought 75 boxes of tagalongs and it never paid me back.
IOU, $45. So you don't owe any Girl Scouts money currently, do you know?
That I know of.
All right.
But the ones that'll break your knees.
Yeah. It's not your bookie you should be worried about.
Yeah.
It's the girl. They don't take IOUs. They shouldn't.
No.
That's a move right there. If you've ever stiffed a girl. I saw an unattended table of cookies one time. A Girl Scout was like, went in to try to make change, and someone I saw took a few boxes.
What?
Like, that's a low.
That's messed up.
Yeah. And I also have thought about it. I would never do it. But, like, let's be honest. Girl Scout cookies are fine, and I like some, and I already bought some this year, too, and I'll buy more right now, I'm sure. But Oreos are the best cookie, right? Like, we can all kind of agree universally those are the best cookie.
I mean, yeah.
Don't you think if you set up a table next to Girl Scouts just reselling Oreos?
I think Milano's are the best cookies.
Oh, yeah, Milano's are pretty strong.
Wow.
Yeah,
Milano's are the strongest.
Those are good.
You want me for that.
Hold on one second. Andy, quickly, and then we'll get to these people that are going to attempt to sell us. We know you have to do it. We're going to try to make it fun at least a little bit. Hi, Andy. What's up? You're on K-Rock.
Good morning. I'm in traffic on my way to work, but I'm very disappointed in you guys, and I want to point this out. This was a story that came out, I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago. You want to sell a bunch of Girl Scout kids set up your stand in front of a marijuana dispensary.
Yeah, they did that. That was the big, I know, that got very buzzy, and a lot of people were able to successfully do that. And they would sell the cookies outside of the, one of them did, it was very controversial because they're kids, but they're outside of a weed store. And the woman, I think the Girl Scouts sold out within like 15 minutes. And it was kind of genius.
Yeah, but, well, I guess people are high when they're already going in there. I was just thinking, if you're buying it, you're not high yet, but most people are.
Hold on. Nicole is on the phone.
She's just find out where Beer Mug lives and set up outside there.
Yeah, if you set up,
right outside his big, heavy door.
Girl Scouts, set up outside of Beer Mug's door. You will sell $1 million worth of cookies. I promise you.
Oh, you again. Here.
There's Girl Scouts set up in Beer Mug's bathroom, in his kitchen, just everywhere he goes.
And he's just every time, he's like, oh, all right.
Girl Scout inside of his fridge. Here you go. Another $6. Hey, Nicole, you're on K Rock, what's up?
Hey, we were just calling because we're trying to sell cookies,
right?
And it's so hard right now because they're up, so like the price went up like $1, and our girls are trying so hard because we're trying to like build a home for a family in need, and we have to raise like $10,000.
$10,000 to build a home?
I want that home.
Where's that? It's not in Southern California. Where's that?
And they have to so we're going down to Mexico to build the home.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And so, yeah. And they have to supply, they have to pay for the home, and then they have to build the home.
The girls do?
So we need ideas. They go, and...
This home fell apart. Well, to be fair, it was hammered together by a 6-year-old. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. Oh, my God.
That's okay. All right, that's interesting.
That is some heavy lifting.
I don't think that's legal.
Isn't that child labor?
Is there a contractor
that
involved?
That sounds messed up.
Nicole, is there
the
any...
The stakes have gotten higher since I was doing it for a thimble.
Allie's trying to win a button. These people are building homes. Nicole, is there someone that's like an actual builder that's going to help out with this process, or just a bunch of 2x4s?
Yes.
Children. Okay,
yeah,
good. All right, just making sure. All right, we'll get to the selling in a moment. So she says sales are already off this year. Nicole, is that what you're saying? You're a scout master or a troop leader, whatever the proper term is these days?
I'm a troop leader,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
And you say sales, you're afraid, are down this year because of inflation.
Yes, I believe so.
So there's $6.
We haven't been able to sell very many at all yet.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so listen, I was at Allie's, the first time I saw it was at Allie's birthday party over the weekend. She was about to, they were singing happy birthday to her son, 1-year-old son. Girl Scout came out of the woods. I mean, she literally came out of nowhere with a whole wagon and was like circling the party. I mean, it was a very aggressive sales tactic.
But that's
I'd never
kind
seen
of,
it
they
before.
Have to get more creative because yeah. They can't just do the whole, I'm standing outside of a grocery store anymore because it's too predictable.
David, what's your, what can we do for you? Hi, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, good morning. So my sales pitch in regards to the Girl Scout thing, right? So my daughter's selling them. We have all these Girl Scout cookies right now laying around the house. They're just laying around. I'm eating them. My wife's eating them. My daughter's eating them. My other daughter's eating them. My son's eating them. I need your help to get rid of some of these cookies because, quite frankly, we're all getting fat, probably a little too lazy to go out and sell them ourselves. And if you could take some off our hands, we would greatly appreciate it.
That's a great pitch right there.
All right, building like, a home in Mexico or I'm getting fat.
Yeah, I like, the guy. I like what he said. Because I can only imagine this guy's going home. He wants to put his feet up, watch a game on Sunday. It's just his seat on the couch is now taken over by Samoas and trefoils.
I mean, they're like boxes and boxes.
And he's going, let's just eat them. They're here. If they're around, you're going to eat them.
Do you guys ever run into the problem where you buy too many boxes, you end up freezing them, and then like a year later,
they're still great.
Are they?
It's the best thing that ever happened. One time I moved out of a place I'd been living at for years. I found an unopened sleeve of Thin Mints that slipped behind the drawer in my freezer.
Better than finding $20 in your pocket.
It was delicious, and I found it during not Girl Scout season. So the value to me like completely went up.
Right.
All right, listen. Phones are full. We're going to get David's got a great pitch out of the way. We will get to these in a moment. I know that you all need to do. I know it's one of the bad parts about being the parent is when your kid signs up for some activity and then it falls on you to do. And I know that. I can only imagine what that feels like.
Well, it's supposed to be a bonding experience.
Muggs, how much are you planning on spending today of your actual money? I'm being serious.
Well, I owe the company money, so.
Oh, that's right. Omar,
this move is brilliant.
This is unbelievable.
I saw this yesterday. I was like, dude, really?
Yeah, Muggs did a big oopsies. I'm shocked you're still here today.
I was sweating.
All right, we'll tell you what he did. I don't know if any Girl Scouts are getting involved with you. They're going to get their scam artist badge pretty quickly. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with this next year. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. Heard from a dad who sounds pretty desperate. His name's David. He said that his entire family is getting super fat because he's got all these boxes of cookies that are taking over his entire house right now. And he's got to get rid of them. But he's too lazy to go out and actually sell them, so he's going to eat through them all. And then it gets stuck with that big tab. That's got to be the worst part. I don't have a Girl Scout in my house, so I don't know what that's like. But
yet.
The idea that you kind of have an open tab, you can eat as much as you want, but then at the end, it's like, all right, now you owe for all those
boxes.
That's
why I stopped selling weed.
That's right. You never get high in your own supply. Yeah. Good advice for Girl Scout cookies.
But also, I understand the need to buy for that reason, but you're kind of just pitching, I'm too lazy to buy cookies, so please buy them.
Yeah, I that guy's speaking right to me. I feel like so far he's got my money. Muggs has said he's going to buy 20 boxes. Just Muggs alone is going to buy 20.
Wait a minute. 20 boxes?
You just said that.
I didn't do the math.
What you said.
Yeah, well, then why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it, $6? $6 a box?
Everyone, do the math now. Let's figure that out.
$180?
Okay.
A little steep.
Dude.
I'll buy a few.
I'll buy some. I don't know, 20. Like, that's a lot. And I'm not going to be able to buy my buddy Jason's. I'm just going to have too many cookies. So maybe like 10 bucks.
Christine, 10 seconds. What's your pitch? What do you got for us? Go ahead.
Hi, I have a new Girl Scout girl, and she is trying to sell as many boxes for her troop so they can sleep one night at SeaWorld with the animals.
Cool.
Whoa, they sleep in the tank?
Well, that's for the tank.
Oh. Hold on 1 second. That's Christine's pitch. See, I understand that the people, that's why the... That's
they get a reward. If
that's
you're the top seller, you get to spend the night at SeaWorld. I mean, that's every kid's dream come true.
Well, I thought we were all canceled SeaWorld. Is that over? Are we done with that? Are we back into like the good...
Not for me, man.
Is SeaWorld cool again, or...?
I'm not really sure where we're at with SeaWorld.
They have a great roller coaster.
Ashley, 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I can hear the animals crying in their sleep.
Ashley, 10 seconds. Your best pitch. You need to speak to us now. We're going to give our actual money to buy these cookies. Go ahead.
My daughter just wants to go camping because we won't take her camping. And you know what? Like, forget your New Year's resolutions. It's too cold to lose that extra insulation right now. You need to keep up the insulation. I could see my breath this morning. Eat Girl Scout cookies. Stay warm.
Hmm. Oh, she's saying add a layer of fat to your own body. Insulate yourself. Use the cookies to make it happen.
Okay.
A layer of fat on top of a layer of fat.
It's not bad. Think about that, Muggs. You spend $200 on Girl Scout cookies. You may drop that on your heating bill.
And then you don't need that big jacket.
Hey.
True.
He always needs the big jacket. Harmony, 10 seconds. What's your pitch?
Hi. Yeah, we couldn't do any pre-sales because my daughter ended up with pneumonia. So we now have a couple hundred boxes of cookies in my living room. And if you don't want the cookies because you're all worried about being fat, you can also just do a donation.
All right. There you go. That's tugging at the heartstrings.
Just give the money. Different approach. Away.
I don't hate that. Muggs is going to have to make a tough choice now. Let's say hi to Aubrey. Go ahead, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, this is Audrey. Hey, my daughter's a senior in high school. I've been selling cookies since second grade.
She has
senior in high school.
She has it.
She's definitely good at it, then.
I got shaken down by some adult children as well that were like this. That full on were not like the little kids one Girl Scouts. They were
I wonder if she's not getting as many sales now that she's older because everyone wants to give and buy from those little kids. You know, so maybe she's more in need of these boxes than other kids.
I mean, she has a bunch of little kids underneath her. It's like a pyramid scheme.
Oh, that's a great plan.
She's grooming them.
Is she running a pyramid scheme, your daughter?
No pyramid
scheme. No, maybe a Ponzi. She should look into it. I was walking the dog the other day, and there was a table that was blocking the side. You had to walk by the table. They set up these Girl Scouts, and I kind of gave them the whole, and they were old ones, like this girl's talking about.
You can't cross the street?
No, I don't have a parent with me. No, I had to walk around the table, and I said, hey, I'll see if I can get you on the way back, because I said no money. And, of course, they're like, oh, no, we take Venmo and Zelle. I'm like, get out of here
with this.
I
know, they make it really easy.
So I come back on a different street, and there had, like, a friend, like a spotter that was there that was like, hey, I got him on this street, too. You told my friends you'd be come back and buy him on the way back. I was like, God, you guys are vicious.
All corners.
All right, Nicole, 10 seconds. What do you got for us? Go ahead. Nope, there was her 10 seconds.
No!
Sarah, 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I have a teenage Girl Scout also who listens to you guys every morning and is like, Mom, please, please see if they'll buy my cookies. She's kind of being forced to finish up her Girl Scout years and doesn't want to sell cookies anymore.
All right. I like that. She's forced
tired,
into it.
She wants to
get out of the business.
Are there any new flavors this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a one on an online only one that's got raspberry, and then there's some other caramel delight thing or something I tried.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a brownie one.
Online only.
All right, Muggs, you heard from a lot of people. You're gonna buy 20 boxes. Very generous of you.
Yeah. it's a toss up between camping and SeaWorld.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not gonna go with David, who doesn't want to get fat in his own house?
I mean,
Sarah, whose daughter listens to the show, is a teenager, wants to get out of the game.
We're you helping just, build a house in Mexico.
Yeah, help to build a house in Mexico.
I guess I have to go to Mexico.
No, whatever you want. It's your money.
Can I put half on the company card?
No. You can't use the company card ever again.
We don't have that card.
Let's go Mexico.
Let's go Mexico. Which is actually exactly what Beer Mug says when he wants to go to Mexico. That's exactly what he says. Let's go Mexico. Who was that? That was, we'll figure this out afterwards. Congratulations.
I think they took her information because
right.
the lines are full.
All right, congratulations. So you're going to sell $180 worth of cookies to Beer Mug. And the rest of you, hold on. Let's get some information. We'll buy some boxes from everyone else. Allie's going to buy a box from everyone. That's how she is. Thank you, Allie. Very generous of you. El Cheapo loves spending money.
There's so many boxes. Phone lines that are lit right now.
Yeah, she does. Your favorite thing is boxes, Allie. Let's not pretend.
Yeah, that is true.
I'll be right back. That's great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's K-Rock's Klein Alley Show. Internet is full of questions and was designed for two reasons and two reasons only. Clickbait, masturbate. We can only do one of them on the radio. So without any further ado, here is Clickbait. Bait. All right. This is a tough one.
Bait.
This holding this in a picture on your dating profile instantly makes you more likely to get a date. And I'm going to tell you right now, because I know that one of you is going to say a pet or an animal, that is not the answer.
Oh, man.
I think that used to be the answer, and that's no longer the answer. But holding
your dong?
Someone else's pet.
Holding your dong or someone else. All great guesses, guys. This is actually going to help somebody. A picture of you holding this in your dating profile is scientifically proven to get you more actual dates. What is it? Real guesses only. Allie, we start with you.
I think it's a drink, an alcoholic drink, because it makes you seem more fun and like you actually do things and go out. instead of just you in the car with nothing.
Right. Yeah. We did. We went through listeners' dating profiles. A lot of people just kind of sitting in their car taking pictures of themselves.
It's like, what are you? No.
Yeah.
Like, be somewhere with a drink.
All right. Alex says holding a drink. Omar, what say you? This is holding this in your picture.
I'm going to go with some sort of like, you know, bat, tennis racket, something that makes you seem that you're active, you know, a hockey
bat.
Stick.
I'm a violent thug.
Just in your car with a bat.
Right. Like that would not
or
help
a chainsaw.
You get dates.
Yeah,
that's good.
Chainsaw.
This person's super handy around the house and around the murdering. Jake the Nerd, what is holding this in your dating profile picture instantly makes you more likely to actually get a date?
How about a bong?
No.
It's terrible.
A dong? Yep.
No, it's terrible.
There's just a bunch of people holding their own dongs.
According to the newest research out there, they studied what is it that makes people more dateable. Al, you were close. I can't believe no one got it. Holding food, holding a...
Oh, I said sandwich.
Oh, my God. Jake said sandwich.
You said a bong, I heard you say.
You changed it to sandwich.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you're right. Holding food instantly says to the person, and it's even if they don't like you, if they like the food you're holding, that right away they go, oh, we have something.
Dude, if you're holding like In-N-Out Burger or something, you're like, that person's cool.
We both like tacos. We both like In-N-Out. Yeah. Like you're something, and instantly it starts a conversation because they don't know anything about you. You're a weird stranger. But if you're holding a food that they are already feeling comfortable with, they're like, there's a weird psychological thing it does where they're like, oh, wait a minute, that person also likes.
Right, Rubens. And then if they're like. If they're holding, like, soy riso, you can be like, next.
Pass. Skip, skip. All right, next one on Clickbait. Here we go. Clickbait. 20% of Americans are currently taking medication for this.
Anxiety.
And they don't need to be.
No, that's way higher.
20% of Americans are currently taking medication for this, and they don't need to be. Are you a statistic? Oh, they get you on that click right there. Am I taking medication for this and don't need to be? What is it? This is Clickbait. It's K-Rock.
Now, I'm going to go with depression.
Omar says depression. 20% Americans taking medication for depression that don't need to be. Allie?
I'm going to go with constipation.
Is that from personal experience or just guessing?
I'm just going with it right now for myself.
Okay, great. You're just taking this really personally. It's a good thing you're probably constipated so you don't have to not wash your hands after going again.
There like you go.
Jake, 20%.
I'm going to go with sleep.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, that's got to be higher, though, I would imagine.
Well... Jake
I think 90% of people are taking
Jake is actually right, believe it or not. And there may be way more than 20% taking medication for sleep, but apparently they say 20% of the people taking it don't need... The medication's not actually doing anything for them. That's what they found.
It's like a psychological thing where you rely on it. You're like, I can't sleep without my melatonin, and you really can.
When I took that purple 5-hour energy, because I thought it was sleepy 5-hour energy, before I got a boost of energy and it really kept me up all night, I did have a moment where I started to feel tired.
Really?
Because I thought I chugged 5-hour energy,
right,
5-hour sleep energy.
5-hour sleep.
Yeah, and then I realized that's not a product. So I get it. All right, last one.
5-hour sleep.
Bait. All right, well, I'll end with this one. According to a flight attendant,
bait.
This is the one thing you should be doing with your luggage before you travel to make sure that you actually get your bag back. And this is based on what happened with Southwest and everything like that. And it's not AirTag. A lot of people think it's AirTag. AirTag just lets you see where your luggage is lost. Doesn't necessarily help you get it. You're just like, yep, there's my bag in Michigan. So what is it, the flight attendant says? Allie, what say you?
Don't check it.
Don't check the bag. Keep it with you at all times, no matter what.
Yeah.
It's good advice. This is a flight attendant.
On.
Says that she knows far too. This is what she's saying. I'm just saying. This is the one bit.
All right.
Omar?
I'm going to guess because my mom used to do this. Put a big ass label on the side of your suitcase that has your name and address on it.
Right. Jake, or doesn't your mom put a rainbow flag on hers?
Mine used to have a big rainbow thing on hers. And then we told her that people would think she was part of the community. And then she got real angry and said a couple of...
I don't want that. She
said a couple of things. And I said, you can't say those things anymore, mom. And then she, I think she finally gave up on the rainbow thing on her suitcase.
Yeah. But she said it was just so she could spot it.
Well, it's a long story, but basically we ended up...
this is mine!
She ended up traveling somewhere that also had a Pride Week going on when she arrived, so every bag had it. It didn't help
her. She arrived in Palm Springs, so no one knows where their bag is.
Every bag with rainbow flag looks the same. Jake, what say you? This is what the flight attendant said.
I'm going to say, like, be nice and flirt with a ticketing person, maybe give him a tip.
No, it's a terrible guess.
What?
I don't know. Hey, man, I got two right.
That's true. You are at your personal best right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah, you can give up.
So it's funny. Omar's, I guess, kind of right. And she said that no one does this anymore because everyone assumes you can track your luggage with AirTag, whatever. No one actually really goes through the process of putting any sort of address or phone number on their bags anymore. And that is still the old school way of being able to get reunited. In fact, most of the people that lost luggage, we talked to that company that sells lost luggage.
Oh, yeah.
People will complain to the airline, I can't find my bag. And they're like, is your number or address on it? And people go like, no, I didn't think you had to do that anymore. And they're like, yeah, you have to still do
but
that.
But you know why? It's because people used to do it when they had to go up to the counter.
Yeah. And now you don't do that.
That little basket of things, and now you don't do that.
No one
you
does
do
it.
It's all automatic. So,
you just assume the robots will figure it out, but that's not the case.
Wow.
Quick break.
Since I actually do that. We'll
come back in a moment. When we get back, we'll get to some ADD news. And then Chad Kroger, half of the Party Bros will be here. He's got a new mission to spread Stoke. We'll get into that next. K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. If you're just joining us this morning, you picked the right time to start listening. In about 8 minutes, we'll get the first name on the standby boarding list to travel to Toronto to see Fall Out Boy. That is destination number 3, band number 3, K-Rock World Tour 2023. Get your name on that standby boarding list. And then we'll be joined in studio by our good friends, the Party Bros, or at least half the Party Bros. You know, they've got a long history with K-Rock. I mean, if you think about some of the stories they've told when they crashed the town city council meetings. Remember this one, Alley?
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be addressing you in these hollow halls. And I'm here today to promote an amazing new holistic practice. This is something I accidentally discovered at my first weenie roast. During the Lumineers set, I passed out face down, nude, and spread eagle in the sun. And soon thereafter, security woke me up, and I was surprised at how lucid I was. I was expecting to be sloshed, but here's the thing, I wasn't.
That's when he learned about the powers of perennial sunning.
Yeah,
you sun your beehole. And that was at a weenie roast. So K-Rock is indirectly kind of responsible. We'll talk about that, of course. And then he's got a new thing he's doing. And I'm a big fan of anyone whose goal is to spread stoke. And no one spreads the stoke more than Chad JT of the Party Bros.
It's some of the only good city council meeting news that has come out last year. I mean, all of it has been just protests and anger. And now they continuously bring fun to it.
If you're sitting at one of those council meetings, you must be bored out of your mind. You must be hoping you see Chad or JT that shows up and makes it at least fun for a little bit. Because if not, boy, you would be like, God, this sucks.
And then usually JT will come on and do like a song.
Yeah, it's nice. They really bring it full circle.
He sang like the graduation song.
Here's what's going on in the world. Then we'll bring Chad in here. He's got a new mission he's trying to, needs our help to help him do. And we will do that all together. Of course, get you on the standby boarding list. But first,
grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Se habla español.
Hola.
Oh, wait, we don't.
So we're starting to get little hints here and there about what to expect this year in terms of Super Bowl commercials. We know that M&M's did not kill off their spokes candies and replace them with Maya Rudolph. It was all a publicity stunt for a Super Bowl commercial. And this year you will also likely see more than one Jesus commercial. Commercials promoting Jesus. Funds have been raised by
There's
a bunch of
Jesus
millionaires.
There's a new Jesus M&M or this unrelated?
This is unrelated.
Oh.
This is independent of all companies. This is a bunch of millionaires and billionaires, including the CEO of Hobby Lobby, who are now pledging to spend as much as $20 million on bringing the good old Son of God into everyone's life during the big game. They're trying to reinvent the Savior's brand because religion has been getting kind of a bad rep lately, and less people are pledging to a certain religion. They're opting to go spiritual or agnostic or whatever, so they're trying to get people back into Christianity.
Smart move, because depending on how my bets are going during the Super Bowl,
right,
I could find Jesus real quick. And we'll see what happens. But
you're like, all right, fine, I'll convert. I don't know what's going on in my life.
If the over's not looking great in the middle of the fourth quarter, I don't have a lot of other places to turn. Whatever religion they throw at me, I'm in.
I just wonder what kind of cameos are going to be in the Jesus commercials.
Right.
Like, you
will
know,
be all the other spokes candies from the earlier commercials. Like, I also have found Jesus.
As long as Matt Damon's in it, everyone will be on board. Hulk Hogan might be paralyzed, which is a crazy thing to imagine. He hasn't come out and said this personally. He has made some appearances where he seems to be like kind of hobbling around. I don't know how much truth there is to him being completely paralyzed, but a friend of his was just speaking about this publicly, saying that the great Hulk Hogan screwed up his back. He had a back surgery to remove a bunch of nerves in his back, and it like cut off feeling to the lower half of his body, and he can't feel his legs, and he's like hobbling around on a cane, which I don't know how you're able to hobble around on a cane when you can't feel anything, but I guess if you're Hulk Hogan, you can.
I saw this. I haven't seen this picked up by any reputable news source. So
it's
far,
like videos, and then his friend was talking about it on a podcast. He was like, my buddy Hulk, right. Like, so this happened to him, and it's really sad.
I saw a Daily Mail article. I heard a podcast, and now Allie's reporting on it. So three very questionable sources right
now. That's why I said I don't know how much truth there is to it, but this is what his friend has been saying. And this is what, like, the rumor is.
This could also be a, you know, WrestleMania's coming up again. This seems like, right? Does it, all of a sudden.
And he, like, gets out of a wheelchair, like, yeah. Like, smashes it on the ring.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it feels like.
The best ever.
Smart move. I mean, I'm not saying that we're right, but just watch what happens.
Are wrestling Dave is over? I think so.
Yeah, it just gets, like, smashes it. Eats the wheelchair.
Yeah.
He eats it. Okay, and then finally, robots have been slowly taking over the world. We all know. This they've been taking a lot of people's jobs. They have we've probably talked about this before, the new robot server at Denny's. His name is Sunny.
Oh, and Omar's old stomping ground.
Yeah, so
yeah,
this
I haven't heard about this
robot is now actively working in these stores in the restaurant, and there is a video that was going viral because it works very fast, apparently, and like the food came and these people are trying to get the food, and like within 5 seconds the thing turned around and left with their food.
It's like a real Denny's employee.
Because it was like, okay, yeah, you need done. Yeah, he's not like effing around. He's like, grab your food and I'm out of here. Yeah,
that's
on to the next
that
thing.
Was Omar's move too. They're just trying to mimic the experience, Allie.
Sunny spit in a soup.
Yeah, get over there. That's right.
That's the Denny's experience.
Yeah, no, everyone wants to. I've seen the people when the robot waiter or waitress comes, everyone wants to get a picture of it. They want to get a video, but that thing's got tables to take food
it
to.
It was 5 seconds. It was like, boom, I'm gone. Grab your food or I'm out.
We have the similar service we will give you, but we'll get you on a standby boarding list. If you would like to go to Toronto to see Fall Out Boy, your chance and the first chance is after this quick 2 minute break right here, K Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.